The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It's a Wednesday broadcast here in the TOL, the 419, and the OHIO, live and local. Toledo's morning show is on Q105. No outsourcing here, my people. Afternoon showers and storms developing today with a high of 85. It is 68 at the Cumulus Compound. All right, it is the first Wednesday of the month, and that means our fuzzy little foreigner friend. He runs the show at the Toledo Humane Society. Aren't you like the president or CEO or some kind of goofy name? What are you?
It's horrible, isn't it?
What is it? What do they call you?
President, CEO.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Steve Heaven, everybody.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
No, it's not. Dude, you've earned that.
Have I?
Yeah, you were a cop back in the day walking around the stupid billy club in England, and you're like, I got to get the hell out of get off this pond or this little island and get over to the U.S. where it's happening.
It is happening.
Seriously, do you ever get homesick and it's like, screw this America, man. All these people and they're texting and driving. I'm going to go back to the motherland. Do you ever get sick of it and want to go back to England?
Do you know, I haven't really. Except for like the first Christmas I was ever here. And it was so depressing.
Yeah.
You
know?
Because on Christmas Eve in England, everybody goes to the pub. And so the pubs are just packed.
Get all liquored?
Yeah. They do.
And it's awesome.
People leave work at 11 o'clock in the morning, go to the pubs, and here
awesome.
I went to a bar just outside Philadelphia, and it was empty.
Yeah,
no. Just meet another guy.
It's the one time of year we see our families.
Yeah, I know.
No, we do it like Christmas night because we got to get the hell away from the family because
right,
we've been with them all day.
It's the one time of year.
Okay. So, do you guys allow to open gifts on Christmas Eve, or do you have to wait till Christmas morning?
It depends on Christmas morning, usually.
Yeah, that's the only way to go. But every year, because my wife's family did it, when she was growing up, you get to open up one gift. I'm like, every year I get mad. No! It's not about the gifts! I lose it, and then once I do that, and then they open up gifts.
Yeah, right.
I don't run the show.
Spoils it.
By the way, you'll be happy to know, Mr. Toledo Humane Society, before we talk about the doggy, that sweet little dog that would look so cute at your house, Susie, with Mario.
I know, right?
He would.
Make an indecent proposal like my wife did for me.
His name's Quasi.
Yeah, Quasi. That's cute.
Steve,
he's cute.
We got a new pet this week. Well, last week.
You did.
Yeah, we have a fourth cat now.
Wow.
Four.
You're going to be a little old cat lady, aren't you?
Well, my neighbor wants to open up a black cat shelter, a shelter for black cats only, because black cats don't get adopted out.
That's just crazy.
I mean, they do, but it takes longer.
They're the prettiest.
So, I don't know if I told you the story, but my neighbor, crazy neighbor Jackie, the cat lady, she caught the mom who just had a litter over two houses away from hers. Apparently, he wants his air time.
Quasi.
That's not going to get too annoying.
What is it? No, keep going.
Anyway.
He's no more annoying than you are. Go ahead, Quasi.
Oh, that's Dispenser of Doom right there, woman. That was harsh, wasn't it, Susie?
That was harsh.
He's
that was
funny.
Very harsh. That was totally mean. That was so unlike you. All right, you're up here now on the console now.
Quasi, what
do you want to say?
He wanted to be
nothing.
Up.
Anyway,
yeah, he
so
wanted to be up.
She caught this black cat. Had it fixed, and then she caught four of the five little black kittens, and the fifth one, we caught it because this cat was on the lam for like 2 months, and my wife got involved, and she finally caught the cat. So, long story short, we ended up keeping the cat. Well, we gave it back, and then we went and got it in... Almost had to pay $65 to go get a cat that we actually donated, but then they're like, "No,
you donated a cat."
Yeah, they don't to one of the place. I don't know what it was. It wasn't Humane Society. I don't know where it was. Anyway, so
donated
now we have
a cat.
Well, no, we had it fixed, and then we take it in.
So you don't give people money; you just donate cats.
Well, no, now we took the cat, Steve. So now I have four, and. I am that guy.
Have you had it fixed yet, Denny?
No dogs.
Little dog named Quasi?
No, not yet. It's too young.
How old is it?
Only a few weeks.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, how long do they have to be to get fixed?
We do it and they're 2 pounds.
Yeah. She's just about 2 pounds. Okay. So she's under. Because they took her in to get fixed, but she wasn't 2 pounds.
Okay.
So, we'll be doing all of that. And we got four cats. This cat's going to outlive me, I'm telling you.
Did you ever think you would be that guy?
Well, Have you ever made a deal with your wife to get a certain thing that you really wanted that she may not have wanted to give you?
Yeah.
That's what I did. And bam, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's a win-win. She gets the cat, and so do I. There you go.
Wow. Oh,
have a nice day. All right, so what kind of dog do you have here? And you can see him on Facebook Live right now, which is brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. What kind of dog you got there, Steve-O?
It is a geriatric Chihuahua.
Oh, he's older.
He's 9 years old.
Okay, why do you do that to us?
Oh, wow.
You bring in these challenging adoptions thinking, let's see if Radio Boy can get this one adopted. Last month it was a cat, right?
Yes.
Did the cat get adopted out?
Well, let's put it like this. I couldn't find him this morning, so I presume he's gone.
He must be gone.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, let's hope so. Let's put it like this.
He would not have been euthanized, so, you know.
If anybody can do it, you can.
Oh, you got to bring that up. You got to say the word.
I'm sorry, but he wouldn't have been because he was a damn cute cat and he was in the...
And did you adopt him out? I want to know.
Well,
do you not?
Do
you have
so.
Any idea what's going on over there at the Humane Society?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
assume
that
he
was a great hire. Way to go, board.
I limp into to my office, you know. Drink.
And have your teas and tea and crumpets?
Tea and biscuits, yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It's not crump... Okay, you're not going to help your case, old dog.
What's his story?
Yeah, well, who turns him in at 9 years old?
Well, he came from a shelter down south, so...
Okay.
Isn't he lovely? He did that all the way here. He wants to be loved.
He's a chatty one. Trisha, put him in your bosom. See if that quiets him up.
Is that because he wants attention, or he's just... That's
or he wants
he does,
out? Does he want
to
out?
Entertain himself.
Yeah. He likes to entertain. Oh, anyway, big yawn.
No, oh, there he is. Now you pick him up, and I don't hear him whining.
No, yeah, he's a big good. Baby.
It's a good-looking dog for a... What'd you
he's
say? It was
so
a Chihuahua?
Cute.
He's a Chihuahua, yeah.
But
he's
Chihuahua. Is he a mix? He's got to be a mix.
He mixed.
Well, I don't know. He's got some skin issues, so he's going to need...
That's it. He's got psoriasis. Oh, this is awesome. This dog is not...
He's older. He has age spots now.
Right.
You're killing our streak, Steve. You're killing our streak.
No, he's quasi-cute.
He's Quasimodo. He's got a big hump on his back.
He will
get adopted. Somebody always loves these.
You brought
him.
Right.
Does he come with a handicap sticker?
Oh,
he's offended. You've offended him.
Yeah.
He might have a bit of beagle in him.
He is. Yeah, he's just mean, isn't he, Quasi?
He's adorable, though.
I know.
That's
isn't
a cute
he
dog.
A brat? I know.
Hey. Tell Porkchop you're going to adopt this dog, and he's old. He's not going to last long anyway.
See, quit calling him old. He doesn't like that.
Well, he's 9, and how long do they usually live? 12, 14?
They can, yeah.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
Right?
He's a feisty number.
He is feisty.
Yeah,
I like him.
What does he eat?
Just, what do you think of Danny?
What does he eat? Like just oatmeal?
Right? I know.
He just wants oatmeal.
Depends on his...
Isn't he a piece of work?
Now, do you have to feed this dog at like 3:30 in the afternoon? Is that when he wants to have dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Do you hear that, Quasi? He's still making fun of you.
Just put him in front of Wheel of Fortune. He's good. Put down a bingo card in front of him and watch him go nuts.
Yeah.
Really
he always
cute.
Has his turn single on.
Exactly.
I know.
Aww. That's
no,
it.
He's
this is going to be tough,
he's
Steve.
Really? No, he's cute.
Really
Quasi's really cute.
He is adorable, but...
He's coming to see you. He's going to bite your ankle.
Why is it that people... Let me get back to the black cat thing. Is it really... Are people that superstitious? This is our second black cat that we've gotten.
Right.
Are people really that superstitious when it comes to black cats?
I don't think it's superstition. I think it's that people prefer cats with, you know, a little more color.
So you're saying they're racist?
They're racist.
Bigoted.
I like
just trying to keep the black cat down.
You saved a black cat, too, and everybody was like, oh, that was so good of you to save a black cat.
Oh, that's right. Your cat's black.
Yeah, we have a black one.
Hello.
Yeah.
We have a black one as well, but... I like tuxedo cats, you know.
They are tuxedo cats. Are but they're mostly black, though.
They are.
Like a President Obama.
Quasi doesn't like cats.
Quasi doesn't like cats. Yeah, every time
not
we mention
cats.
Yeah, right.
Has Quasi got a pee or something? Or?
No, he's just
I
chatty.
Think he just likes listening to himself.
Yeah, he's
right.
chatty.
So, how much is he? Like $8?
$3.
Let's get that number down.
$10.
For Quasi. $10?
No.
No, how much is he? Do you know?
Do you know? Do you know what? I think Quasi for 50, bucks.
50 bucks?
Oh, yeah. That's a great deal.
50? That is a great deal.
Yeah.
Shots, all that.
He's got personality.
He's got to be neutered. He's got to be neutered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Throw in the free neutering. Seriously. Come on.
It is
really?
At
this age, you think he's going to get lucky? Okay.
So you...
he's kind of old. Are we really worried about
neutering
him?
So it's 50 bucks. You'll neuter him.
Yeah.
And then he goes off to a good home.
Yeah.
If not, what happens to him? If nobody adopts him out?
No.
He will stay up. For adoption until he gets adopted.
Yeah, he stays till he gets adopted.
Once our animals are on the adoption floor, they're there until they get adopted.
He's cute.
They do? All right, we'll put him on the adopted floor. Put one of those little handicap stickers around his neck.
That he doesn't want to be neutered.
Well, he's actually been with us since the 11th. So,
Of July?
Yeah, so he needs to... He needs to get out, but yeah.
He's overstayed his welcome. Does he do that all damn day at the Humane Society?
You just talk nice to him and he won't do that.
Yeah.
No, he does it, Trish.
Yeah. The problem is, see, we get lots of puppies in, and because they overlook poor old Quasi. Yeah.
Quasi.
What about the Japanese chins? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. They keep saying there's an issue with the shelter... down in, I think, is it Tennessee, can't afford to have them vaccinated because the vets down there won't give them a deal.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to sort out at this moment.
What do chins look like? I don't know. Sorry.
Don't be offended.
So we're trying to sort out.
You ever been to a Japanese restaurant?
I'll show you a picture.
Are they big dogs, little dogs? What are they?
Little dogs.
They're little dogs,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, bring us a chin in next month if you got any, will you?
Yeah, we'll keep a chin back for you.
Please do. Yeah. All right, today you open up at noon, so somebody come by and take Quasi and give him a good
second chance.
All right, you guys have your big Pavilion thing. Well, that's in September, Thursday, the 28th. Tickets available now if you want to.
They are online, and you can give us a call.
ToledoHumaneSociety.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a big deal, by the way. The Pavilion celebrity chef, and it's big money, and it's the blocks are involved. So,
yes, it's at their house. So,
yeah,
that's nice.
Mm.
So, you went last year.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to like sneak away and like go through their dresser drawers or look in their cabinets in their bathrooms? I would. Wouldn't you?
No.
See what's in there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you would too.
No. I have to schmooze. So.
Yeah, you go in the bathroom, and the reading material is today's blade.
Well, you know? That would make sense.
It would make
that's
sense.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
The other side of the toilet's all the coupons from Sunday's blade. It's awesome.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's going to be gone by noon today. You watch. Anything else going on with you, Steve Heaven?
No, it's... You know, apart from being absolutely busting at the seams. So we need lots of adopters, not just one.
Yeah.
All right, so if you need a pet,
please.
Go to the Humane Society.
Please.
He's now begging.
You're now begging.
He's going to start bringing in five pets every time he comes in. See if we get all five adopted.
The song. Yeah.
It's his song.
No, but.
Oh. Quasi
singing.
I'll get him a coffee.
Steve Heaven, everybody. Steve, we'll see you next month.
Hopefully, yeah.
For the love of God. I hope the magic continues and we get this dog adopted. Because if not, if he doesn't get adopted out, you're done. You're not coming back. You're going to have to go to one of the other stations.
Well, old dog's hungry for supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what time? It's 8:38 in the morning. Yeah, it's time for dinner. Supper. All right, Steve. Thanks, dude, for coming in.
You don't know anything about the early bird special until you've lived in Florida.
Oh, that's true.
Don't worry, I used to go visit my parents back in the day, and I know all about it. 3:30, Bill Knapps.
Bang.
Man.
All right, we have to break. More to come. Denny and the girls hanging out with you on Toledo's Q105.
Q105 Weather.